Welcome back to What It Is, and another addition to our Spoken Word Album podcast series. I'm Kevin Allen McGill, storyteller poet. Much of my understanding of being a person in this world comes from the study of sociology. A big part of my sense of self comes from the Beatniks, who were also influenced by sociology. Let's have a look at what it is. Once upon a time, three wise men stood in the square arguing. One contended that the world is the way it is because this is the best way to be. Otherwise, it would not be this way. And it would be best that people understand and accept this. The second countered that the world is the way it is because some people used force to gain and keep control of the rest of society for their own selfish benefit, and it would be best for people to recognize and resist such force. The third replied that the world is the way it is because, interacting with each other, people create mutual understandings of and expectations of each other. These are neither correct nor incorrect. It simply reflects our nature as social animals. And it would be best for people to recognize that these understandings and expectations can and do change over time and place. A woman stopped by to listen for a moment. She held a baby on her hip with one hand, in the other she carried a jug of water. On her head was a basket of freshly picked berries, and in her pocket was a dust rag. She said nothing, for she and her sisters had come to believe that were she to speak, the men would either be incited to violence or would crumble into insecure helplessness. This is the way her world was. Yet she dreamed that one day she too would have the opportunity to stand in the square to talk social philosophy with men who could then be her equal. Those four people's worldview represents the four basic perspectives of sociology. Interestingly, none represents ultimate truth. They all play their part in understanding what it is to be a person in this world. And now, the Beatniks. Beatniks was the name given to a group of poets and storytellers, folk singers, musicians, and artists plying their trade in the 1950s and early 60s. They would get together in coffee houses, jazz clubs, around kitchen tables to work out their visions for a better world. Let's channel those Beatniks with a poem called Unsustainable. Too small, too tall, too dark, too light, too soft, too hard, too thick, too thin, too narrow, too wide, to be, can't be. Mirror, mirror, sobs in the wall. Goldilocks grieving, just not right at all. We are all ugly? How can this be? Where's the real in this reality? Gallery-framed breasts, milkless Madonnas. No sagging, no squirting. Condemned in absentia. Where's the Renaissance in that? The Mona Lisa mystery? Inadequate dentistry? Mother Mary without stretch marks. Holy Jesus with bleached skin and a nose job. Smiling Buddha, a garden gnome, needs to lose weight. The prophet, apparently pictures spoil the effect. The only thing we know for sure about Socrates, he was ugly. Ugly. Cute may have saved his life. Acne is worse than baby killing. Big ears are for elephants. No nose is good nose. And wrinkles? Oh, the shame. Beauty is skin deep. Fill it with Botox. Stretch skin deep. Beauty. Unattainable. Unsustainable. Evil idol. Devouring its own. Okay, so such are the words of a storyteller poet who has learned the value of a poem, the worth of a story. And now it's audience participation time. Let's resurrect the Beatnik ethos. In person and online, wherever you connect with others. Those original Beatniks may have had their all-too-human flaws, Yet they laid the path towards a better world, respectfully sharing with and listening to each other, exploring what it is to be a person in this world, and beginning to live that humanity. That path can still be found within all the noise of our current world. And hey, if you're looking for more People in This World content, head over to my website, kevinallenmcgill.com. Thank you for listening. Please come back to explore more what it is